pray your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, may we hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. This morning in my prayer time, just kind of hanging out with the Lord, I'll play a little bit of worship music, but I always start off just praying in the Spirit. It just helps me connect. It just kind of gets me there quicker, in other words. So, and I just immediately saw this vision. I don't know if you ever remembered back in the 60s or 70s, they had this show called Lost in Space. Will Robinson and his family were at their loss, and they had this robot. And one thing he would do is if he would sense danger, you know, he would go, you know, danger, danger. And so I saw that robot, and I just saw something like a snake, a python just curl around it. So immediately I knew what that was, what the Lord was saying, you know, a python spirit. A lot of things, but one thing it is in divination. Paul was, I can't remember, I just read that, where he was, and that girl kept harassing him, and he put up with it for days, and finally just said, in the name of Jesus, come out. And so it came out, and she couldn't divine anymore because of that spirit. Well, you know, we do live in a world at war. As Bishop always says, you know, we believe there is a devil, but we don't believe in him. In other words, we don't give him more credit than he deserves or authority. But the truth is, we wrestle against these things, right? Paul said, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, world forces of darkness. So there is a war out there. So I knew somehow that particular thing was harassing me. So we did business there. Just took authority over it, and I was asking the Lord where that thing came in, you know, because sometimes when you pray for people or you pray for anyone who has been involved in any kind of witchcraft, you get slimed, what we call around here, you get slimed from it. So somewhere I'd gotten slimed by that thing. Immediately felt release when I took authority over it. Opened the Bible, fell right to Ephesians 6. I knew, again, the Lord was saying, and starting in verse 10, last Friday we talked about being strong in grace, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, where Paul is telling Timothy to be strong in grace. And so in verse 10 here, in 6, it says, finally, after you said everything for 6 chapters, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, and that we put on the armor of God, stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against powers, against the world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. So be strong in the strength of the Lord and put on his armor, the armor of God. One thing I think really that really helps me about this armor, I'll read a couple of scriptures to you. Romans 13:14 says, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, put on, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. In Galatians 3:27 it says this, 26 and 27, for all of you are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. All of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. So we are clothed with Christ. We are we put on him as clothing. In Colossians 3, I'm going to read this couple of verses to you out of Ephesians 4 and Colossians 3. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and you put on the new self, which in likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. And in Colossians 3:10, 9 and 10 says, do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and you put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge of the image of the one who created him. So two things just talking about here. One is the new creation, the new self, right? Just think about that as being this blue shirt I have on. I'm clothed with the new self, the new creation that I am in Christ. The old man doesn't exist anymore. Jesus killed him and crucified him, the man who I was before Christ. Now, this new man, this new creation is clothed with Christ, this outer garment, this white, right? Which these represent, one of the things these represent that we wear these white things is the white robed army in heaven, and that we are clothed with Christ, and that there's no stain or blemish. Probably on this one there is, need to wash it, but there's we're clothed with Christ, right? So think about this as being the armor. Is the armor a thing that floats out of heaven on you, right? Or, but if that's true, when does it fall off, right? If I put it on in the morning, if I have to put on the armor every morning, at what point in time does my armor fall off, right? Right, never. The armor doesn't fall off because the armor is not something, the armor is someone, right? The armor of God is Jesus, right? Because you got to read, to understand Ephesians chapter 6, you got to start in Ephesians chapter 1 and read about all, you know, first three chapters is about everything that we have in Christ, all spiritual blessing. We're seated with him in the heavenly places, you know, and now he's just given this great word picture about the armor of God, being clothed with that. So I'm clothed with Christ, who is the armor of God, right? And that really helps you in that, because if you think, man, did I put on my armor today? Well, did I clothe myself with most of it and leave something off? Now, the truth is you're clothed with his armor at all times, right? And that's the reason it says this. It goes on to say, put on this full armor of God so that you can stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Verse 13, therefore, take up the full armor. Again, take up, that word raise up, pick up, take on, carry, so that you'll be able to resist in the evil day. And some days are evil days, right? And having done everything to stand firm, everything you know, stand firm, right? Stand firm, stand firm, stand firm. You are clothed in the armor of God, right? Don't get deceived that you haven't put it on. You are clothed with it right now, right? And so we need to let that armor do, the purpose of Jesus, fight on our behalf. It says, therefore, having girded your loins, we don't have time to go through all this, but therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. You think about your loins here. One thing about girding loins, they did actually when they would wear their stuff like this. They would reach behind and take it and pull it up between the legs and stuff it in so you wouldn't trip over it, right? So if you had a longer robe that you were wearing, one of the things you girded up is you girded that thing up so you wouldn't trip over it. One, and two is just, you know, your loin area, your lower back is a support. So truth supports you, right? You don't support the truth. The scripture says the truth supports you. And if you've ever had any kind of lower back surgery, it's amazing how many things that you do affect that lower back or hurt. You can pick up anything you pick up like this, you can feel it in your lower back. So it's a support. We don't have time to get all in that. The main thing today is just to see that this is a person. There's a scripture in Job. We talk about the schemes of the devil. One thing that I've been preaching for years, which is really true, Psalm 64 is a great psalm to go and look and see if you want to go back and read about how we're attacked. And the whole thing about warfare is to keep you from knowing that it's warfare, because it says he shoots in the darkness, shoots arrows out of darkness, so that you don't know where this thing is coming from. The whole thing about warfare is to deceive you, to make you think that it's coming out of you or from yourself. When you're having you think you're having a monologue, but you're having a dialogue, right? Something. So he's very schemy, and he tries to deceive you, and he's just going after who you are. This in Job, if you want to go back and read it out of Job 4, now you can't, you know, read all of Job and get a lot of theology about what Job's friends are saying, because most of what they were saying wasn't true, but the Holy Spirit penned it, and there's some things in that that really are true. Like in Job 4:11 says, the lion perishes for lack of prey. That's really a true thing, right? The lion being the enemy, and he will perish if I don't give myself over to him, right? He can only eat my lunch if I give it to him, right? So that's a true statement. But then he says this, and he's talking about this thing. This is Eliphaz speaking to Job. He said, now word was brought to me stealthily, and my ear received a whisper of this stealthy word, right? A false word. Amid disquieting thoughts from visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, dread came upon me. A lot of times that's where you get attacked, when in your sleep, right? When you're most vulnerable. Dread came upon me in trembling and made all of my bones shake. Then a spirit passed by my face. The hair of my flesh bristled up. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance, trying to hide, right? A form was before my eyes, and there was silence, and I heard a voice. It's a demonic thing speaking to him. But listen to what he says, real interesting. Can a man be just before God, right? Saying the same things today. Can you be just before God, right? No way. Justified as though I've never sinned. Can a man be pure before his maker? There's no way you can be just and pure before God. You're a sinner, right? You've disappointed him. All those things, right? Familiar voice to you, condemning you. He puts no trust in his servants. God didn't put any trust in you. Why would he? Against his angels, he even charges error. If they mess up or they have error, then surely you do. How much more those who dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before them all. And then chapter 5, he's speaking of some things. And this is just God's revenge. He gives rain in the earth and he sends water in the fields. He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. He raises up the humble. He frustrates the plotting of the shrewd so that their hands cannot attain success, right? That's what God does for us. That's what he did today. He frustrated their plotting against me. He revealed it. He captures the wise by their own shrewdness, and the advice of the cunning is quickly thwarted. By day, they meet with darkness, and they grope at noon as in the night. They dwell in darkness. Scripture says two places, one in Jude, one in 2 Peter chapter 2, that the enemy dwells in darkness, right? The only thing that dispels darkness is light, right? That's the reason it's so important for me in my walk with the Lord that I bring everything to the light when I'm transparent, when I'm trying to hide things and the enemy trying to keep me in shame and stuff. Once you bring that thing out into the light, the darkness has to go, you know? And that's how you, Scripture says too, put on the armor of light, right? That's Christ. The armor of light is Jesus. So when those things are exposed to the light, him, he'll always defeat them. One of the life-changing things the Lord showed me one time was kind of a long story to get there, but showed me this. I just showed the vision I had as this boxing ring. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you know, if the enemy can get you into that ring, that boxing ring, he'll beat you every time because he'll just wear you out, right? But if you let me step in there and fight on your behalf, I will beat him every time. As Jesus is called in Scripture, I think it's Jeremiah, the dread champion, right? And this is just practical things about the armor of God, of Jesus. And it goes on, we'll say, all right, you gird your loins with truth and you put on this breastplate of righteousness. You're righteous in Christ, right? To answer that question, can a man be just before God? Yes, because I'm clothed, I'm in Christ. I'm clothed with him. Isn't that interesting how he uses that? Having shod your feet with the preparation of this gospel of peace. A lot of people think that that's just going out and preaching the gospel, but no, that just means you're walking in the gospel, you're walking in good news, you're walking in peace. And if what you're hearing isn't good news, then it's not the Lord, right? So protecting them. It just goes over this. In their minds, they could really see this because they saw these guys clothed all the time. And in addition to all, take up this shield of faith with which you'll be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, right? So therefore, if I'm clothed with Christ and it's him, then it's his shield of faith, right? His faith. If it's the armor of God, then it's God's shield. And what protects me is that shield. The flaming arrows that come, the thoughts, bounce off his shield, right? Went on it, Jesus, I'm bringing this thought captive to you. These thoughts, you know, they're coming. Shield of faith. It's his. I'm in union with his faith. So if I start thinking, well, my shield must not be very big because I don't have a lot of faith, you're already biting the apple, you know? You're already taking the bait. It's his faith. Right, that extinguishes all the flaming missiles because he will expose them for you. We don't have time. There's a lot more to talk about this. We just don't have time. So the shield of faith, you extinguish all of them, not just one of them, all of them. And you take this helmet of salvation, the mind. You have the mind of Christ, so your mind is already guarded. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Right, your only offensive weapon. We talk about that a lot. Just speaking truth. You speak what is true. Speak what is true about you. Those things, I do that constantly, especially in the early morning hours when I wake up. You know, there's just usually a battle going on and sleep's been interrupted. I have to get up, go to the restroom. I'm speaking who I am in Christ. I'm in Christ. You know, thank you, Lord. I'm seated with you. That you always lead me into victory, Lord. You're always going to, you know, just constantly, sword of Spirit, you know. Scripture says in Revelation that the sword comes out of Jesus' mouth, just speaking, declaring truth, and then with all prayer, pray at all times. So good news, you have the armor. You're clothed with it at all times. The best way to use the armor of God is to let Jesus do it. He's a master at war. Amen.